When should I leave America? I began to pray this in earnest. People were discussing it, sharing visions about war, invasions of the continental U.S. And people were reading the scriptures, saying, it says come out for my people. It says come out. When do we do that? When should we obey that command? At what point should we? Well, I later learned that God will move individuals out at certain times. I was moved. I thought it was the time for everybody to move, even though I had this more warning right here, but I was wrong. God will move individuals at different times to different places. Each one of us, as an individual, unique person, must pray and be led by the Holy Spirit. But Scripture clearly says, come out from my people. So I had this dream somewhere around June of 2008. I posted a video to YouTube on June 16th, 2008. I was one of the early YouTube evangelists. I got on there around 2007. People were barely talking about it, but it was on all the news, so I knew, they're going to blow this thing up. It's going to go somewhere. I'll get in early. I got on there. I prayed, Lord, what should I say at the end of every video? He said, say, pray, or be defeated. And that's why I close with that. Pray, or be defeated. That's a message from the Holy Spirit, my friends. Some solid wisdom right there. A little soundbite. Golden chunk, a nugget. So I titled that video. You can go, it's still up. They haven't deleted it, not yet. It's called War, Korea, China, Japan, Time to Leave America. And that's the message for today in this podcast. I'm going to discuss the answer the Holy Spirit gave me to that question. Father, when should I leave? When should I leave? And this is the vision he showed me. There's two parts. The first part has already been fulfilled. It was fulfilled about a year later. I'm going to discuss that. Well, about 275 days around there later. Now, here is Revelation 18:4. And I heard another voice from heaven saying, come out of her, my people, that ye be not partakers of her sins, and that you receive not of her plagues. So there is a place, a land can have a curse on it, and someone with no other spiritual right against them can simply be on that land and receive harm. And that's what this scripture is saying. If you are in this place, you will partake with her sins, her plagues. You will receive it. Now, I believe, and you should pray about this yourself, that they're saying, come out of Babylon, the world. So in the Bible, there are three Babylons. The Babylon, the nation where the Jews were held in captivity 70 years, that Babylon, the nation state, the city state, down the river from Susa. And there's also Babylon, a reference to anybody not within the will of God, people not following God, not a Jew, not a descendant of Abraham, spiritually or otherwise, Babylon, the world, right? The barbarians, the Greeks called them. Anybody not a Greek was a barbarian. They spoke bar, bar, bar. The outgroup, those not with us, the heathens, Babylon, the uncivilized, uncultured, immoral masses of rapists and murderers and evildoers, pagan worship, idol worshippers, Babylon. There's that Babylon, little b Babylon. The third Babylon is Mystery Babylon the Great. We're not discussing that today. So he said, come out of her, come out of her. So come out of this Babylon, come out of the world, stop sinning. Clear yourself up, stop sinning. In Revelation, the tribulation period, and still the people would not cease of their fornications and their adulteries and their witchcraft and their sorceries, right? They're telling you real clear. It's not a big insight to understand that the tribulation is to let people know this is the end game. If you don't repent here, it will be too late and very soon. So repent, come out of sin, come out of sin. I want them to come out of sin. I did this. I showed them a great display of how the wicked are punished, and they still didn't come out of sin. That's what it's saying. So they're saying two things here. Come out of that sin clearly, and people understand that we should get out of sin. We should repent of evil, turn away and follow God. We should let go of all immoral behavior, vulgar speech, robbing, killing, and stealing. Get set free from all of that. Get set free from the influence of the wicked one. Become encouragers, hard workers, people that everyone else wants to know and spend time with. Well, the other good people, at least. Right? This kind of a thing. Come out of that Babylon, but also come out of the cursed land, the land from which God will remove his hand of protection and the enemy will come in. I've discussed that in many of the previous podcasts. Those things are coming to some degree, depending upon how many people will pray and repent. So I received this two-part dream. I was praying, Lord, when do I come out of the physical place? When do I come out? When to come out of sin? Well, that's right now. That's today, my friend. But when to come out of the physical place? And this is what I saw. I see the border between China and Korea. There's a fence there, a chain link fence, establishing symbolically in the dream, this is a border. And on one side, there's something like a little camp. I later learned this was a village called Maipei. Because this part, the first part is already fulfilled. I'm going to tell you about the fulfillment as well. And there's some journalists there. And some people are going back and forth across this border. And the journalists want to talk to those people. And so they go to the border and something happens. And one or more of these journalists is nabbed. They get taken at the border. They get them and take them to the undesirable side of this chain link fence, to the Korean side. And this becomes a big deal somehow. It becomes a news item. And I see, in the next scene, I see a newspaper. And there are four photos in the paper. And one of these people is a mentor to one of the young women. And there's two men and two women in these photos. One of the men is a mentor to the other two. Or to at least one of the other two. It turns out he was mentor to both. And this is a big deal. So I know that whatever's going to happen at this China-Korea border, it becomes a big news item. That part I understood, pretty simple to understand. And one of the men is a mentor to one of the women. And then something happens. This woman, after this is all done, back in the United States, something has happened. And one of these women writes something, and this man, he gives her a call, and he says, and he's speaking polite, and he's saying, listen, there are certain expectations, certain things, the way we do things, and this is not it. This you can't do. You should not have done this. But she's unapologetic. She's mad at him, and she reads him the riot act. She is not courteous at all. Now, at the time, I didn't understand what really was going to happen. And at the time, I really misjudged the woman, thinking like, oh, she's just discourteous. She's young and she doesn't have respect and this and that. That's what I thought. And that's how I kind of misspoke, honestly, in the video that I made. But wait until you hear the real story. So here's what really happens. On March 17th of 2009, now this guy, Al Gore. Now, when I had the dream, June 16th, the day that I posted that video, Al Gore, who was the president of the vice president of the United States, he announced that he is not going to run for president. Instead, he endorsed Barack Obama. Maybe that's significant. Maybe it isn't. I just thought that God usually gives a dream at a certain time. There's many times a reason, maybe not always, but I thought there would be a reason for that. So June 16th, 2008, Gore is saying, I'm not running. Everybody should vote for Obama. So what he does instead, Al Gore, is he goes and he starts an internet TV show called Current TV. And he hires these two young women, Laura Ling and Una Lee. Laura Ling is the younger sister of the more famous TV anchor woman, Lisa Ling. So Laura Ling and Una Lee, they go with Mitch Koss. He's their mentor. If you think that, as many have said, that he's some kind of CIA agent, then that makes him their handler. They probably don't know this. Maybe they do. But they were young ladies recruited out of high school to work for him. And they go to China to do a story on women who escape North Korea and are then forced into prostitution. The Chinese don't have the same respect for the Koreans that they do for their own Chinese people. And many of these women, with little options, become prey to pimps, sellers of women. So they become prostituted. And so they're doing this story, and they have a little bit of help from a local pastor, a guy in a church. He says, listen, I have this guy that I'll give you. He's my top guy. Well, this guy also used to be a smuggler. And so in the dream, when I see that people are going back and forth across this border, well, there's drug dealers going back and forth across the border. Also going back and forth are the North Korean border guards themselves, because it turns out that in February, a few weeks before this happens, there's another missionary working in the area, and the Chinese state, they detain him. And they tell him, they said, you know, you need to be careful, because right now there's word going up and down the border that the North Korean guards are looking for a quote-unquote Western journalist prize. Well, how could that have been? Is it possible this whole thing was planned out? I believe so. And in later interviews, both women said, we believe we were lured into a trap. Now, they think that this guide that this pastor gave them, his name is Kim Seong-chol, that this guy betrayed them. As they got close to the border, he was making whistling calls, making some hooting. And they thought, well, he's signaling to his contacts, who they expected to be smugglers. But instead, waiting for them along the Tumen River, which forms the border where they were between North Korea and China, the Tumen River, these guys run across the frozen river and grab them. Now, sometimes they say they didn't intend to cross. Sometimes they say that they knew they were. But whatever ends up happening, they did cross the river. And they do so alone, just the two women, with Mitch Koss and the guide, the former drug smuggler, who's wearing a Chinese police uniform. They stay back a little bit. And when these guards pop up, they start running for them. And they run, and Laura Ling, I suppose she was terrified, falls to her knees. And Yuna Lee turns back to help her friend. And while they're struggling to get her up, Laura Ling's saying, my legs are frozen, I can't move. She's terrified. Yuna Lee won't leave her friend. The Korean guards grab them, pull them back fighting back into North Korea. They get sentenced to 12 years of hard labor. That's what happened. That's the fulfillment of that first part of the dream. So now, what happens next? Well, Al Gore, he says, well, I have a powerful friend. He goes and sees Bill Clinton, head of the Clinton mafia. Bill Clinton now has an excuse, and he flies out to Pyongyang. My friends, this is, in my opinion, I believe that this is the entire purpose for this whole thing. Because other people in different interviews, if you read threads where people are very interested in this, discussing it, there's a website called liberatelaura.wordpress.com. Great conversations there. One person said, well, we think that it wasn't, because they're saying, well, it seems that these Korean guards were looking for a prize. And so maybe this smuggler, he heard about it from one of his old connections, and he decided to sell them out. Maybe he got a nice payoff. Well, he was also jailed, and he wasn't released until October 10th of 2009. So he was held for about 7 months. Mitch Koss was let out within a day or two. But this guard, he signaled these Koreans. But who and why? Who told him to do that? How did he see? Now, he for sure knew that it was guards there and not smugglers. So the women were told, well, there's going to be a real interesting conversation with some smugglers over here. We're going to talk about human trafficking and things. Because they're trying to, these young women, they believe that they're doing a story that will help protect women, that will change something for the lives of these North Korean women who escape communist North Korea, hoping to find a better life by getting through China, maybe stay somewhere in China, or just to get anywhere. You know, a lot of them go to South Korea, to England, to the United States, to other destinations in the West. But they don't want to stay in North Korea. Food shortage is there. There's oppression there. There is not freedom to worship God in North Korea. So these people are escaping. And Yuna Lee and Laura Ling think, well, we're going to help these women. We're going to get some information. Let's talk to these people, make the story more interesting. And I'm sure they probably thought, yeah, if we get a couple shots of us standing on North Korean soil on the wrong side of the Tumen River, that'd be really great for the broadcast, for the documentary. But instead, they were being sold out. They speculated that that's so. Many other people have believed so as well. In February, people were talking about it. The missionary was warned. They're looking for a Western journalist. Who tipped them off? Who told them that? Did they know someone was coming? Was it all planned out that they were just waiting for this other smuggler to sell them out? That Kim Seong-chul would sell them out? Or were there orders from higher up? Because there was speculation and there were some rumors that that was the case, that someone higher up, and I believe that that's the case, that this whole thing was so that Bill Clinton could land on August the 3rd of 2009, spend a couple days having secret meetings with Kim Jong-il, dictator of North Korea, a man who was born in Russia, by the way, established communism in North Korea, ruled with an iron thumb, some Russian mole, some communist agent oppressing the half of the Korean people, separating them from the South. Look at South Korea. That's how their lives would be if it wasn't for that guy, born in Russia, an agent of the Satanist communists out of Moscow. So you have all this wickedness going on. These two women, 12 years, hard labor. They spent 140 days there. Bill Clinton flies in, and when he leaves 2 days later, they go with him. So he succeeds in that. Hooray, big media blitz. But my question is, why wasn't that a 20-minute meeting? Why was it 2 days? What else was discussed? What secret agreements were made? Don't think that there weren't. Don't think that there weren't. Kim Jong-il, he would have wanted, some kind of an assurance from somebody with obvious power. Someone who, if anybody has too much information against them, dies. Someone who can get things done. Someone who has power and connections, as established by the fact that he was able to hold the highest office in the United States for 8 years and do what he wanted. Pardon who he wanted. Pass the laws that he wanted. Go wherever he wanted. That's Bill Clinton. Bill Clinton, he can do that. He can get something done. If I make a deal with him, I can feel confident it will happen. So he went there and he did something. And I believe that that's the whole purpose of that. So I really wanted to underscore that, because there's a reason that this is the confirmation vision that God gave for the next part. So I want you to understand that this next part is true. You need to believe in it. What is the sign to leave America? I'm going to tell you that next. And I want you to believe it. This is going to have something to do with it. In a previous podcast, I talked about this vision about China nuking the Eastern Seaboard. And what was the confirmation of that one? It was also a two-scene vision, a dream set, just like this one. Two scenes, two parts. And that first part in the previous one was Russia attacking Chechnya. And what did that do? That made Putin famous. Yeltsin created a bunch of false flags to justify attacking Chechnya, and he put the governor, the mayor of St. Petersburg, who everybody knew was really wicked and corrupt, he put Vladimir Putin in charge of the war in Chechnya. Why is the mayor of a city in charge of the army of Russia? Well, because Yeltsin needed to give Putin a name. So can you see the significance of God choosing that event? The breaking of a peace treaty with Chechnya, the destruction of Chechnya based on lies, to raise up a false man and get him into power, and then to invade Ukraine and start war in Europe. You see why God chose that? It has a reason. God has a reason. He doesn't waste words or descriptions or visions. He picked it for a reason. And in this, I'm telling you that this whole thing with these two journalists, who are the four people in the newspaper, Kim Seong-chol, Mitch Koss, Yuna Lee, Laura Ling. That part's fulfilled. All of that now, it's all fulfilled. People crossing the border, it's all fulfilled. So here's the next part of the vision. It's just a map. Just a map. I have a watercolor I did some years ago. I'm going to put it for the thumbnail on this. I'm going to put it in there. Maybe some quotes too. We'll see. You can look at it. Just a map. The Korean Peninsula. Something's been going on with China. Somehow I know that it's China that really does this. In the dream, a missile comes up from the Korean Peninsula. Probably North Korea. I don't know. Because, you know, I speculated a lot before. So I'm just going to explain to you what the dream, what the vision showed. Korean Peninsula. A missile comes up. A high arching missile. Like the thermobaric missiles that I saw launched from Russia into Kiev when I was still there before I left on March the 2nd, crossed into Romania on March the 4th. I didn't pick that day. It was chosen for me, so please don't judge me about the March 2nd, 32 kind of a thing there. That's one of those times it just is a coincidence. By the way, I fully reject all the people who use those numbers as their secret numbers, just to be clear on that. I don't want to ignite anybody who has some wisdom that's true. It's just coincidence. So March 2nd, we left, but we saw these missiles. They rise up in a real high arch. I've seen this with my own eyes. Thermobaric bombs, they're huge. They have two big thrusters on the back, glowing red. So that's what I saw. I didn't see the missile in this, but I saw something go up in the same kind of a high arch that these thermobaric bombs that Russia was firing went in. Maybe it's the same technology. There are rumors that Russia and Iran have helped North Korea develop their missile technology, their nuclear technology. This thing goes up in a high arch, leaves the eastern coast of the Korean Peninsula, comes down, lands somewhere on the western edge of Japan. A part that's kind of curved toward the mainland there, the mainland of Korea and China. Hits it, and a big light comes up. My speculation when I saw that was, wow, that's a big light. That must be some kind of a nuclear explosion. It's my guess. It's my guess. The dream didn't say it was nuclear, didn't say it was a thermobaric weapon, but I saw something big. So that happens, just simple like that. No explanation of what's happening exactly. But somehow I was kind of thinking, how could China get into Korea? Well, deception, payment, lies, or maybe China controlled Korea at the time. I don't know. Nothing was shown. So that's just guessing. But it comes from Korea, but it's China that does it. That part was for sure. It was China really causing this missile to go up? So then the scene pans out, and I see like the full island of Japan to the east of the mainland China, Korea. Then west of there, other parts of Asia, Cambodia, Vietnam, even further till India. It's all there in the map, but there's China. I mean, there's Japan sitting there. And I see something that's like, ooh, the collective mind, or the collective mind of leadership in Japan. And they're talking quickly. What do we do? What do we do? And they decide that they will not resist China. They decide that they will fold to China. They will cave to the intentions, the will of China. And I've seen when the invasion comes that the Japanese are with them. I've seen the Japanese going through the mountains, aided by some Native Americans. Some Native Americans will side with the invaders. It will go very badly for them. Other Native Americans will side with the American people, with the free people. They'll be godly people. God has reached many Native Americans. And they are going to stand with the people that eventually win. But a few Native Americans will help the Japanese to navigate the mountains, to navigate the wild places. It's going to go badly for them. I promise you, it goes badly for them. And the Native Americans, they kind of end up fighting amongst themselves quite a bit. It reduces their influence on the outcome of all that's coming. But Japan folds to China. And this word, folds, it's important. I understood when I just heard the word that that's a key word. I don't know why. When it happens, it'll probably become more clear, if not perfectly clear. When Japan folds to China, that is your sign to leave America. That's the sign to leave America. When Japan folds to China. So that's what happens. Those are the two parts of the dream. This whole thing with the journalists being captured in North Korea, it happened less than a year later after I received the dream. So the dream is vetted. I call that being vetted. There's multiple parts, and one or more parts is already fulfilled, like very blatantly. Like even when I talked about the dream, I said, you know, this guy who's the mentor, his name is something like Gaff. Well, I heard that word Gaff. Well, there's a social gaff, a big mistake that someone makes in public, a gaff, right? And I said his name ends in a double consonant, like two F's, like in the word gaff. But his real name was Mott, not two F's, two T's. Right? What letter is, you know, written in hand, looks closest, like two S? Two T's. It's got the little horizontal bar on there, big vertical line, just no loop. His name was Mott. I'm sorry, his name was Koss. Mitch Koss, that was his name. So two S's, it ends in two S's. So, you know, there were details that I had. You know, I didn't remember everything perfect, but it's confirmed. This vision, the first half, is confirmed. Now, what's the next half? What was the next part? A missile comes up out of Korea. It's really China. It's really China doing it, but it looks like it's Korea, or at least comes from Korea. Or maybe it comes from the China mainland that's close to the Korean Peninsula. I really don't know, because no borders were shown. But it comes up, and it lands, hits part of Japan. Japan has a brief panic and folds to China. When that happens, missile, explosion, folds, time to leave America. That's the equation right there. That's what the Holy Spirit showed me. So I'm telling you, my friends, so far I've already shared some other things about this cholera epidemic in Syria, that's been fulfilled. And it's been fulfilled now. And I'm starting the podcast now. It's just interesting. But here's the thing that every one of us needs to do. Draw near to God. Draw near to Him, and He will draw near to you. This is the promise of our Father in heaven. It's not my promise. You're not trusting in me. You're trusting in His word that will happen. You need to know Him. You need to know Him. Even in Revelation, if you go back and read Revelation 18, it talks about those who follow God, those who obey God, they will be saved. If you listen to God and He tells you to come out of America, and you do, you should expect to be safe. That doesn't mean that you can. A lot of people think, and I don't know why they think this, I just need to find this one place to ride out the tribulation. If God leaves me to one place, a sanctuary city, some people say, I'll be safe there. God has shown me that this is not the case, that every place will be overturned. And even in those places, people say, oh, no, we're safe here, we're safe here. No, you have to be prepared. You have to be willing to leave all of your things. I just left all of my things. I'm in here now in Sweden. All of my things are in Kiev. I left all my stuff. I took a bag with me. But I'm okay. God provided for me here. I'm comfortable. I'm warm. I have a nice bed. The local church helped us so much. We're taken care of. God saw to it that we had a place to sleep, a warm bed, food every day. I have not suffered in any way. Slightly inconvenienced. But wow, what testimonies I have about the goodness of God. So don't be afraid of the things that are coming. But do encourage yourself and everyone around you to seek God and to put their trust in God. It is those who listen to God and obey God who will be safe. Those who dwell in the sacred place of the Most High will be protected under the wings of God. So, my friends, this is Robert Avila, reminding you, as always, to pray or be defeated.